Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki took office in May 2006, promising to make national reconciliation a top priority. A year later, there has been no reconciliation. The government remains deadlocked on a number of issues, members of political blocs are boycotting the parliament and cabinet, and several important legislative matters have not been finalized. On Tuesday, Iraq's cabinet approved an amended draft oil and gas law, which the United States considers key to helping unite the country's warring communities. The bill was first approved in February, but several influential factions expressed reservations about it, prompting further debate. That discussion was set for Wednesday in Parliament, but the deputies discussed everything else but it. Meanwhile, the week brought new political crises. On Tuesday, the Tawafiq Front, a coalition of Sunni parties, announced its six ministers would boycott cabinet sessions until the government creates an independent committee to investigate charges against Sunni culture minister Asad Kamal al-Hashimi. Hashimi is charged with masterminding an assassination attempt 2 years ago on another Sunni politician. The politician survived the attack, but two of his sons were killed.
ساحة الشرعية هو ميدان العملية السياسية الدستورية وبالتالي
Deputy Parliament Speaker Khalid al-Attiyah called on the Tawafiq Front to end its boycott, saying it was not helpful and that the bloc should express their opinions inside Parliament and not hold up the work of the legislature. The Tawafiq Front is the second bloc to boycott the government. In April, six ministers loyal to Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr quit the cabinet to protest the government's unwillingness to call for a timetable for the withdrawal of U.S. troops. And in the latest political development, Prime Minister Maliki is charging Saturday that criminal elements, including people linked to the former ruler Saddam Hussein, have infiltrated Sadr's movement.
هم متلبسين داخلين على خط التيار الصدري وهم من عصابات صداميين بعثيين.
He says, these are people who have joined the Sadrist movement to use it as a cover, and they are Saddamists, Baathists, and criminal gangs. They are taking advantage of the Sadr name.
أنا أدعو الأخوة في التيار الصدري أن يتخذوا قرارات حاسمة واضحة حتى لا يحملوهم.
He called on the leaders of the Sadrist movement to make decisive and clear decisions so that they do not bear responsibility for those who use their name for killings and acts of terrorism. Mr. Maliki owes a great deal of his political support to Sadr, and his comments Saturday were uncharacteristically harsh. Meanwhile, as the political situation remains stalemated, the violence continues. In a spectacular attack, Iraqi police say a truck bomb exploded Saturday, killing more than 100 people and wounding scores more in a market in the northern village of Amerli, near Tuz Karmatu. Amerli is a small rural community of people from Iraq's Shiite Turkmen minority. It's about 165 kilometers north of Baghdad. That attack follows one late Friday in a tiny Shiite Kurdish town near the Iranian border. A suicide car bomber struck outside a cafe there, killing more than 20 people. Also Saturday, the U.S. military announced the deaths of 8 more American troops and an Iraqi interpreter killed in combat operations since Thursday. And British military officials say 2 British soldiers have been killed in operations in Basra since Friday. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, Erbil.